The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is in the hospital, and his wife is fighting for her life. And unfortunately, she passes away. He's broken. He starts to leave the hospital, and his children are crying, and they're holding him, supporting, literally physically supporting him, so he doesn't fall down. All of a sudden, a young man comes running across the hospital lobby, and he's like, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Shlomo Zalman. And the sons want to push the guy away because he's an avel now. He's going home now. He's got to make preparations to bury his wife. And he waves them off. And the man says, Mazal Tov! Mabruk! We just had a baby boy! And Rav Shlomo Zalman smiles. His classic, his trademark smile, his face lit up. And he says, congratulations, that's so special. And he gives him a beracha, and the guy is so happy, and he wants to give him a hug, and everything. And the rabbi, finally the guy leaves, and immediately Rav Shlomo Zalman's face falls again. And he's broken again. They take him to the car, and they drive him home. And his kids say to him, you know, until here, like, you're not allowed a moment just to, you know, be sad for yourself, for your wife, for mommy. And he said, this is the happiest moment of the guy's life. You know, happiest moment of his life. He comes to the rabbi. If I told him when he's saying Mazal Tov to me, you know, Mazal Ra for me, you know, I would have destroyed, I would have ruined, I would have sucked the joy out of the happiest moment of this guy's life. He says, what right do I have to do that? The power of Torah is that it can reach into your circuit breaker and switch the wires for you. It can allow you to become the type of person that is in such control of themselves that when a moment of anger comes along, getting angry is just not the response that follows a moment that makes people angry. So one more time, moment that makes you angry, what happens? You lose your temper. That's the script. No, the power of Torah is that it is a elixir of life, that if you're prepared properly, if you see its value, it can change your reactions to situations. So much so that a person who experiences unbelievably devastating news, not affected, still happy, still joyous, still in control of themselves, still capable of bouncing back. That's what that looks like. That's what greatness looks like.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org.